Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an NFR Final Round Watch Party Saturday, December 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. There is nothing better than enjoying some outstanding cowboy entertainment in a theater setting as a prelude to watching the final round of the National Finals Rodeo on the big screen while enjoying your favorite beverage, all without the hassle and cost of Las Vegas. Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. with Bren Hill and Andy Nelson, then the NFR Watch Party starts at 6 p.m. Join us Saturday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. Tickets are available at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com or at the door. For more information, call 307-360-8776.
I'll keep one hand on the wheel and one hand in the rigging.
Hi, this is Bill Barwick, and you're listening to Clear Out West with Jim and Andy Nelson, or if you'd prefer, Andy and Jim Nelson. Either way, the three of us appreciate the fact you're listening. Thanks so much.
That's right, Bill Barwick. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and folks have tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, really?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, most everybody that owns a horse has some farrier tools, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. At least a hoof pick.
At least a pick. Yeah. They better.
They better, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, you might have a rasp, and you might have a set of nippers, and you might have a clincher, and maybe, just maybe, a set of pull-offs.
You know what? That is an essential part of every person's...
Absolutely. Well, and in the farrier trucks, you're going to see all of those, plus a clinch cutter.
Yes, you are.
You know, and sometimes we don't know what that is.
Well, if we get lazy and you just rasp the clinches off.
I was going there. Yeah. And this is paramount that you cut the clinches or rasp them off.
Yeah, rather than trying to pull a big chunk of hoof out.
You know, I've got a set of Heller pull-offs that you can pull a whale with,
you
right?
You could, yep, true story. Yeah,
and
so it's tempting not to cut the clinches.
It truly is, isn't it? But cut those clinches before you go to pulling that shoe off. If your shoe comes off in an S, that's a problem.
That's an issue, especially if your farrier's worth his sound, those clinches are still good.
They're still good. Yeah, they should be.
The shoe's going to wear in half before the clinches come undone.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
True story. Yeah.
So cut the clinches, rasp them off, and take a little consideration of what you're doing to your horse's hoof when you're yanking
them. Right, what you're going to be left to nail to. True story. Now that's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, what in the world is a clinch cutter, what is that?
It looks like a little hatchet.
That's right. Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
you bet. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick,
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. I have Dad's old clinch cutter.
Yeah.
And I use it. Yeah.
That has been used.
It has been. You bet. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
I think we did all right.
Not terrible. As my wife would say, oh, that's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
Yeah, that's right.
What a lovely lady.
That is awesome. All right, let's go.
What do you got?
We got some more music.
Yeah.
Joni Harms is riding along with us, you betcha. And our sentiments exactly, God bless the farmer.
God bless the farmers working 7 days a week. Lord knows without them we wouldn't eat. The world's on his shoulders, still proudly he stands. God bless the farmers of this land. They're already working,
start your day, planting crops and feeding stock so you can fill your plate. They're out there on a tractor through rain and the sun, putting in an honest day of work that's never done. God bless the farmers working 7 days a week. Lord knows without them we wouldn't eat. The world's on their shoulders, still proudly they stand. God bless the farmers of this land. For many generations, they've proudly worked the land. Important, and they do all that they can. When you gather around the table and you bow your heads to pray, as you're counting all your blessings, don't forget to say, God bless the farmers working 7 days a week. Lord knows without them we wouldn't eat. Shoulders still proudly they stand. God bless the farmers of this land. God bless the farmers working 7 days a week. Lord knows without them we wouldn't eat. The world's on their shoulders, still proudly they stand. God bless the farmers of this land. Oh, God bless the farmers of this land.
Oh, yeah. A great big amen from the cowboys here. God bless the farmers, the ranchers, everybody who puts food on our table.
That's right.
You can throw truckers in there, too.
Oh, what, truckers?
Tell you what, you're not getting any of this.
Yeah.
The truckers aren't working.
That's right. And the oil and gas field
workers. Oh, mamacita. You know. You got it.
That's all attached at the hip.
All right, here we go. Our gratitude challenge. Are you ready for this?
What have you got now?
Are you grateful for a technology? I am.
I am too.
Yeah.
I gotta be.
We're sitting here recording a show on a computer.
Right.
For heaven's sakes. And it goes out to all our radio stations via the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
I don't have to burn a disc, even though I do.
Just because I
need a backup. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm grateful for this darn computer.
We'll take it. All of it. We'll take all the technology.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go there.
Yeah, do it.
It's God-given, okay?
Yeah.
And it gets used for various reasons.
It gets used for good and for bad.
And for bad.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Because, you know, you now have at your fingertips a whole library.
Oh.
But you have at your fingertips a bunch of crap.
A bunch of garbage.
A bunch of trash.
A time-wasting crap.
That's right. Yeah. A holiday that you love.
Thanksgiving.
All of them. Oh, yeah. No, I really like Thanksgiving, too.
It is my favorite.
I love Easter. I just...
Well, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Dadgum.
Dadnabbit. I know it.
You're killing me, man.
Threw that right out there, didn't I? You know, that's just...
That is a special one, absolutely.
That is a special one, and you can take the Easter Bunny and kick him right in the hind end as far as I'm concerned, but anyway.
Yeah. There's something wrong with a bunny that lays chocolate
things. Well, you know, we've got all sorts of bunnies that lay little chocolate things all around our house.
Raisins.
But, yeah. You don't want to eat one, but anyway, yeah.
What about moose turd pie?
Yeah. We need to play that. That's a little ribald, maybe, for Cal Radio, but we need to play it. It is a dandy. We'll have to dig that up for a Dick's Pick one of these times. All right.
What's next?
Grateful for something about work.
Okay.
Yeah.
It allows me to support my family.
Allows me to feed my family.
Support my wife's bad habit of ranching. Yes.
Yeah. That is a true statement, right? Yep. An item that you use every day.
An item I use every day. My pickup.
Your pickup. My man, pickup. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
I am too. I'm grateful for a bar of soap. That I use every day, and I'm grateful that other people use bars of soap
every day.
That's every right. Other day. We need to ditch out to another commercial. When we come back, Curly Musgrave has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.